This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio, the Friday edition, the first Friday of the month. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Now it's time to cruise into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience, taking us through all things cars is our resident motoring journalist, the one, the only, Prashirwin Naidu. Now this week we are unpacking, you know, whether it's worth splurging on the likes of roading a powerhouse. This is the Lexus GX550 for business owners. There's a sweet treat on the way, the iconic Volkswagen ID Buzz Cargo, a modern tribute to the classic combi we all know and love. How cool is that, man? And of course, we're not leaving you without some heat, a hot jam, and Prashirwin needs to leave us with a motoring tip of the week just to kickstart the weekend, right? Welcome back, Prashirwin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, I'm Pratex, and yourself, King Bash.
No, I'm great, man. I'm blessed. Thank you so much for once again for taking time to join us on the show. Always appreciated.
Thank you. Always a blessing, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm so excited to speak about, you know, the Lexus GX550. What's it really like on the road, Prashirwin?
Well, I thought it was quite a interesting choice. Firstly, thirsty. But luxurious. I think whoever would buy something like this, it's definitely up there with someone who wants to go off-roading, but wrapped up in something luxurious. And driving a while, it feels like a Prado that's been dressed up in a tuxedo, if I can put it that way, with a lot more muscle under the hood. It swaps out the 2.8-liter diesel or a 3.5-liter twin turbo V6. So you've got a lot of good punchy torqueness right there, about 60 kilowatts and 650 Nm of torque. So that means it's creamy, effortless power, both on car and on road. The only caveat would I say that definitely, you know, perhaps left my heart a bit not at ease, but it was just definitely the fuel consumption. Yeah, I was thinking this thing is so cool, but yeah, I was seeing that I was getting figures of 16.4 liters, and I was just driving nicely. And I also did see that it's a smaller tank than the Prado, so it's an 80-liter tank versus the Prado with a bigger tank. So you will find yourself filling that up a lot more. But still, I mean, it's such a smooth commute. I really, really, really loved it.
Oh, okay. Speaking of the way you loved it, let's speak about the design. Did that also impress you?
Yes, absolutely. I thought it garnered a lot of good eyes, you know, visually. It's got that Lexus attitude you all know and like. You won't mistake it for a Prado once you, you know, acknowledge the bold glow in front, the signature L-shaped lights, and the sleek light by the back across the rear. And our model was the Overtrail, so it had, you know, that rugged exterior, chunky tires and black 18-inch wheels, and it came in this beige hue. The proper higher trim is the SE, so it has sleeker outer wheels, and a lot more just niceties that makes it look a bit more polished, you know, for the urban run around.
Now let's get inside, you know, this luxurious beast. How's the build? How's the quality?
Everything from it just oozes quality. You know, Lexus pulls away from the Prado in this department. I think sophistication is one word I'd like to say. Plush leather, a clean infotainment system with lesser buttons as well. The steering wheel feels just quite sculpted to fit your hands quite nicely, and just, you know, the leather seats, lots of, you know, niceties. You can ventilate the seats, thrown in a few off-roading modes. But everything overall, just, I think it would even be a nice family, you know, if you had a big family too. I mean, this packs a lot of punch. I was helping a friend actually move, and I was quite impressed by how much cargo room one could get, especially when you dropped on all the seats. I was actually, yeah, quite versatility. But I think the price is where I think this is where I leave the chat.
You know what? I always get nervous when we get to this point, you know, because everything is sold so lovely, so luxurious, you know. I see myself riding even in the back seat, but I need to find out how much it actually costs, you know, what's the damage, and who's this car really for?
Okay, so here's where it comes a bit sad. The Overtrail comes in at about 1.7 million rand. And then the top spec is closer to 1.8 million rand. Yeah. Or just past 1.8. So, yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's it's definitely aimed at buyers who want auto practicality with Lexus exclusivity, you know, the blend of a serious off-road and upper luxury. But, you know, if you have to think of rivals, I would think the Land Rover Defender 110. But definitely King Bash. I won't lie to you. I actually went yesterday to the Porsche dealership and I sat there and had a coffee. I think I took my Porsche. I think if I had that money, I'd go for Porsche, man.
You know, I actually saw one yesterday. I saw some guy looking so slick and cool in a Porsche, and I'm like, you know what? I really can't wait for that money. God needs to do what he needs to do because I'm ready. I think I'm ready for sure.
I think so too, man.
So let's switch gears to the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, what's your take on it?
Beautiful. Really driving this thing around, you felt like, I felt just, it was so cute. It paid such a good tribute to the Kombi, which was it's almost several decades old. So it was quite nice to see the futuristic version of it if it was here. And people were laughing, people were happy, smiley face. Some story I had because the front face of it is so friendly. Pure nostalgia. It definitely has a Kombi spirit within its DNA, and it was fully electric. Yeah. So you're looking at 150 kilowatts of power. It has an 82 kilowatt battery, 350 kilometers of actual kilometers you get to use for the road. I found myself at charging stations a lot, but it was quite cool. But the big challenges, I would say, is cost will be steep because VW hasn't given us the pricing of it as yet. Visibility without a central rear view mirror as well was a bit of an interesting one. I didn't have parking cameras, so it was quite old school. But apart from that, it was just lovely altogether. I could see myself, you know when you pull up in the new VW ID Buzz and there's an M3 next year and people actually want to actually come up to you to talk about this Buzz because I've never seen anything before. It's like, it was like, wow. Honestly, I thought really, 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 you know, different and unique.
Man, that sounds so dope, man. That sounds so dope. Thank you once again, Prashirin, for sharing that with us. Before we let you go, you need to keep us on the road, safe on the road with your motoring tip, right? And drop us a hot jam so that we kickstart the weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Kimber. So always match your tires to your lifestyle. You're spending weekends off-road, chuggy all-terrain tires are a must. But if you're mostly on the highway, stick to road-biased tires. They save you fuel and give you a smoother ride. So, ending off with J. Cole, love yours.
Most definitely, Prashir, and catch you again next week, Friday. Thank you so much. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. As always, have a blessed one to you and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashirin Naidu, right? Do check him out at Prashirin_Naidu. This is on Instagram.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.